Welcome to the Back in Time podcast with Kyle and JD, where every week we jump into our DeLorean, cruise to 88 miles per hour, and travel back in time to review our favorite films. Every week we talk about current cinema, the latest trailers, and we pick a new favorite film every single episode.
But I need a nuclear reaction to generate the 1.21 gigawatts of electricity.
1.21 gigawatts!
Don't say that! Never say that! Goonies never say die!
We're the best! We're the beautiful! We're the only!
Now, here's your host, Kyle Autry, and his co-host, JD.
All right, so welcome to the podcast. Actually, welcome my co-host, JD. Justin, what's going on, man?
Tremendous Gremlins quote.
Oh my gosh, that was the worst gizmo I've ever heard.
Shit, really?
Yeah, you gotta watch some more Bobby's World. You'll be good.
But that was a good Bobby's World quote, though.
That might have been. You're closer to Bobby than Gizmo, but we're on the right. We got a couple days. You'll get it. I have confidence in you.
I've watched the trailer. I've not yet watched the movie again, so I need a little bit of practice.
Hour and 40 minutes of it, you'll be good. We'll be all set.
That's what she said, B.
So why don't we jump into some first memories of Gremlins? You know, this movie is what'd you call it on the last episode? Prenatal?
Prenatal. It's a prenatal movie.
Yeah, so for those of you kind of scratching your heads at home, that means it was done before we were born. So we're both 85 guys. This movie comes out in 84. I know we talked about this earlier, but you know, I can't remember when I saw this movie first. What about you?
I can't either. I knew, like, I remember being like 8-10 years old and knowing that it existed.
Yeah.
And I knew who Gizmo was, I knew who the Gremlins were, I knew who Corey Feldman was, I knew who the old guy, who's your favorite actor. I knew all of that. But I don't remember necessarily watching the movie, sitting down, understanding it, fully being like, you know, diving into it until like high school.
Okay. I want to say I saw this in the early 90s, and I want to say it was probably after I saw Child's Play. And then I had nightmares, and my dad was just like, well, fuck it. He already saw Child's Play, so might as well show him all the other weird stuff.
Okay, I love that story. I'm going to cut you off because I'm an asshole, and that's what I do.
Yeah, no problem.
I have the same memory with Child's Play and then Killer Clowns from Outer Space.
Yeah. Yep. And there's another one that I saw right around that time, too, where I was just like, man, looking back, I'm thinking, geez, Dad. What are you doing? Yeah. Oh, you know what it was? It's Lost Boys, and which was a an 87 movie. So like, I'm watching this killer doll, which I have dolls all over my room at that point. So I'm scared to death every night. I'm getting vampires, and then I'm getting these gremlins that are going to destroy the entire family and ruin our entire house, ruin our Christmas. And I don't think I slept right for about 15 years. Thanks, Dad. Shout out. So, I've never watched the trailer, so I'm excited. If you're a new listener to the show, that's exactly what we're going to do here in a couple minutes. I'm going to give you guys the code to type into YouTube, and we'll jump in and listen and watch the thing. And, I mean, have you, before today, and I know you saw it a couple days ago, but had you ever watched the trailer prior to that?
No, I have not. This was my first trailer experience for Gremlins.
Yeah, because, I mean, this would have been something I saw just on VHS from Blockbuster. So, I mean, there's no need to watch a trailer in, like, 92 for a movie that's that old. So, I'm excited to watch this thing. So let's go ahead and just type in Gremlins official trailer. And then the one that you're going to look for is by Movie Clips Trailer Vault. We've used them several times. Shout out to those guys on YouTube. Give them a subscribe. And while you're at it, subscribe to us too on iTunes. Or I'm sorry, YouTube, so you don't miss our episodes. And it's going to be titled Gremlins in parentheses 1984 official trailer number 1/ horror comedy. It has 261,000 views and 27 assholes who gave it a thumbs down. So to all the dickheads out there, good job. You ready on your end, JD?
Let's rock.
All right. So 3, 2, 1, click.
Steven Spielberg presents Gremlins. Billy Pelser has a nice home.
Billy, is that you?
Yeah, Mom, it's me.
A nice job. A nice girl.
If you're not doing anything this Thursday night, maybe you'd like to go out on a date with me?
I'd love to.
And loving parents who are about to give him...
You're gonna like this. No, don't shake it. We're gonna have to open it now. We'll wait till Christmas.
The most unusual gift he ever got.
What is it?
No.
It's your new pet.
Come on, Barney, be a good dog. My dad gave it to me.
But there are a few things to keep in mind. If you expose it to the light, you may hurt it. If you get it wet, it will multiply.
All that from water? They got wet?
Yeah, plain water.
And most important, no matter how much they beg, never, never let them eat after midnight. Because when they do, they change. They become clever. Mischievous.
What's going on here?
And dangerous.
Gremlins, huh? Little monsters.
Right.
Hundreds of them.
Well, I don't know, maybe thousands.
We've been here too. Billy, what are these things? Where do they come from?
Look, I know it sounds crazy, I know. But in a few hours, you're gonna have a major disaster on your hands.
Gremlins, directed by Joe Dante. They'll be expecting you.
Okay. I'll let you go first. JD, what's your first impression of the trailer here?
I love trailers from this time period because it gives you the story without giving you all of what the hell is going on. Because I can't wait to watch this movie again, but I don't know what's going to happen.
Yeah, you know, and that's one of the things I know we've talked about, like when we get into like current box office, or I'll be like, hey, do you see the new trailer for Star Wars? And you're just like, I hate it. Like, why do I even need to go? They just showed me the whole damn thing. And this movie, you do not even see Gizmo. You don't see the gremlins. You might see like the back, and you like saw their ears flop a little bit. But like, there's all the mysteries here. I have to see what these things look like. It's a perfect trailer. And I love that they also took the time to kind of explain, you know, that they got some of the comedy parts in there. So you understand there it's going to be funny at parts. But then they explain the three rules of no light, no water, no food after midnight. And I thought it was great, especially for 1984. We've had some stinkers in that time period.
Well, that's true. They set the stage. And I like the fact that what you just said, that they give you the three rules so we understand like the premise.
Mm-hmm.
So it reminds me of that Jeremy Renner movie that came out, last year, yeah, Arrival?
2016.
Yeah, we have a sci-fi alien movie and we never see the aliens in the trailer.
Yeah.
And so you go into it and you're on the edge of your seat because you want to know, you want that satisfaction, and then you get it. Boom.
Yeah, you know, we'll get into some of this on the next episode with, like, interesting facts, but because this is off on the heels of E.T., the last Spielberg movie that had come out before this one, that there was a lot of comparisons to that, and I believe that's why they chose in the trailer to stay away from the gremlins and Gizmo, so that you weren't trying to make those same comparisons, because this is a much different movie than E.T., So, would you agree with that?
Yeah, no, I agree. It's, well, I don't know, because both in E.T. and then in this, aside from the main characters, the entity plays a huge part. And Gizmo and E.T. are everlasting, like, recognizable faces. You know, E.T. had the whole Universal Studios ride. Gizmo, he's pretty much just Furby.
Yeah, I mean, his... I mean, you could go to almost any like FYE store or any of those places today, and you'll probably find something with Gremlins. Whether it's a toy or like a stuffed animal or like one of those like plush toys, like they're still out there. Not hard to find. Let's jump into some box office numbers real quick. So, you know, first off, financially, Gremlins is definitely a success at the box office. This is on an $11 million budget. Any guess, JD, on what you think the gross would be for this movie domestically?
So, $11 million budget. I'm going to say that this one exploded out of the gate, being that it was, one, a Christmas movie, two, a Spielberg movie,
okay,
three, Corey Feldman, four, Gizmo is adorable.
Let me stop you real quick. Actually, not a Christmas movie. Even though the plot is during Christmas, it's a June summer release.
Okay, are we really doing this now?
Yeah.
No, it's a Christmas movie.
Well, it came out a little early, but go ahead. You're on track with everything.
It's a Christmas movie. It's Christmas in June, you son of a... Okay, is Die Hard a Christmas movie?
Yes.
All right, agreed. No argument.
Okay.
I'm going to say this pulled down about 43.5.
Okay. All right, so this was initially more expensive than Spielberg had originally intended, but still relatively cheap for its time. The trailer introduced the film to audiences by briefly explaining that Billy receives a strange creature as a Christmas present, but over the three rules, by going over the three rules and then coming out with the fact that the creatures transform into terrible monsters, this trailer showed little or either of the Mogwai or the Gremlins. In contrast to this, other advertisements concentrated on Gizmo, overlooked the Gremlins, and made the film look similar to Spielberg's earlier family film, E.T. the Extraterrestrial. Gremlins was released to theaters on June 8, 1984. It shares the release date with another very popular, successful film. One of my favorites. Would you like to take a guess on which movie debuted with Gremlins? And let me stop you. It's not the one that you think it is. It's not Dances with Wolves.
Damn it. It's not Back to the Future. Is it Ghostbusters?
It's Ghostbusters.
Hey!
Same weekend. Once. So opening weekend, Ghostbusters is number one. Gremlins is number two at the box office. They open $12.5 million, recouping their entire budget in the first 3 days, ranking number two at the box office. Second week, they stayed put at number two and actually climbed to $13.9 million over the weekend, bringing their 10-day total to $34.8 million. Gremlins would spend 9 weeks in the top five of the box office, and the total domestic gross, and this surprised me, and I know it's going to surprise you, is $153,083,102.
Gizmo Lake! I'm so bad. We'll dub that later.
We'll do the top 10 movies at the box office in a second, but I was able to find some VHS and video disc and beta info on how it did in the rental stores. So Gremlins was released on VHS, CED video disc, and beta in 1985 and made $79.5 million in video rental stores.
Are you serious?
That's a ton of cheddar, huh?
Yeah, that is a big schlock.
So, I mean, assuming there has to be some international money, but it's not on box office mojo, so I don't know what it would have been. But if you add that total to the domestic gross, then we're looking at a total worldwide gross of over $232 million on this $11 million budget.
Yeah, that is a big piece of salami in their pants.
That's awesome. So the DVD was released in 1997. It was a bare-bones presentation. They just included full-screen and widescreen versions of the film. They repackaged it in 1999 with the same disc but a different cover. Well played. 2002, they put out a special edition DVD which featured cast and filmmakers' commentary and deleted scenes. And then they put out a 25th anniversary Blu-ray on December 1st, 2009. which I assume is probably the same special features, but I do want to buy that. And if you do want to buy it, I'm going to put it up as a link on our website. So just visit us there, backintimepod.wordpress.com. And if you want to buy that like me, that'll send us a little bit of money and help us out. Now, the top 10 movies in 1984 on June 8th, we got some pretty big ones here. So number one, Ghostbusters. Number two, Gremlins. Number three, Indiana Jones and the Temple of Doom. Number four, Star Trek III, The Search for Spock. Number five, Beat Street. Number six, The Natural. Number seven, Romancing the Stone. Number eight, Breakin'. Number nine, Streets of Fire. And number 10, Police Academy. So we got at least, I'd say, 6 out of 10 are some pretty well-known movies there.
Yeah, that's a great weekend. Have you seen Streets of Fire?
I've never seen Streets. If I've seen Streets of Fire, I don't remember it at all.
Okay, yeah, I did not like Streets of Fire. I'm just going to say that.
Yeah, I obviously like Police Academy. That's a really good one. The Natural is a good movie. That's a baseball movie. If you haven't seen that in a while with, what's his name?
Robert Redford?
Yep, Robert Redford and Robert Duvall. Yep, good movie. And then, obviously Romancing the Stone's pretty good. I've only watched that once, but all the top four, though, that's like the who's who of cinema.
It's
Star Trek,
big...
Indiana Jones, Gremlins, and Ghostbusters. That's got to be several billion dollars combined.
I was just saying, that's half money. Of your DVD shelf.
Not since this podcast has started. I've got like 200 movies now. Keeps growing. But yeah, I'd say overall the box office numbers are super impressive. This would be right up there with some of the bigger movies we've done so far with like Jurassic Park and Batman. Because if you add inflation, I mean, this movie is close to probably $400 million. So pretty shocking for like a small black comedy horror film. So anything you want to end with on the box office there?
No, I'm excited to dig into this movie. I think that there's a lot to be said, especially since it's December.
Yeah.
This is still a Christmas movie in my book. And I'm very glad that we're going to do Gremlins. What are we doing after Gremlins?
Okay, so let's talk about that. Next week, and this will probably be the last episode of the year for us, is we're going to take some time to spend time with family and enjoy the holiday. So we're going to end with The Santa Claus. And anything you want to add on Tim Allen's Santa Claus, which was a big sleeper. There's a lot of stuff to talk about with that movie.
I'm sorry. we're talking Tim Allen's Santa Claus, not the 1950s. Mexican cinematic adventure Santa Claus?
We're going to, maybe next time for that one, but no, we're going to go with the 1994 Santa Claus.
Okay, that's the better choice.
You know what's cool, too, is we're going to have back-to-back weeks of Judge Reinhold. I mean, can it get, does it get any better than 2 weeks of Judge?
My name is Judge.
But yeah, that's going to be the last episode. So we're going to put this out. Probably the teaser trailer will come out later in this week. So we'll be back. Next episode's going to come out. Will be probably later this week. So I'd say by the end of like 16th, 17th, probably that Friday. And then we'll do Gremlins the first week, right at the beginning of the week, December 20th. And then we'll put out Santa Claus right around Christmas. And we'll have that teaser trailer and full episode coming out. And then we will catch your asses in January. And I don't know, what do you want to do for January?
I think we should make it a surprise.
Okay. I think we should, we'll definitely do a poll topic. So find us on Twitter, at Back in Time Pod. We're going to put up a poll topic for sure sometime in the next week or two. But yeah, let's leave it as a surprise. Other than the first episode, maybe we'll come out with a bang. I don't know what a bang would be, though.
I didn't know. I thought maybe you were setting me up for something. I didn't get the reference.
Yeah, we'll have to talk about that off air. the little surprise coming for the listeners here. So again, thanks everybody for following and listening and subscribing on iTunes. We appreciate it. You guys have a great rest of the week, and we'll be back with the full episode here in a couple days, and hope you guys enjoy Gremlins. Talk to you later.